What up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming to you live with another episode, another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day as always. Life is good. Things are going great. Just got a couple of things on the docket today, and you know, I'll get it in and let you guys go about your day. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I always appreciate all the support. Usually I ask at the end, but I'm going to ask now. If you're tuning in, please be sure to subscribe to the What's Up Omaha podcast, whether that be on YouTube, or if you do subscribe on YouTube, make sure you hit that bell icon so you get the notification when a new podcast or any other new videos that I post are available. Also, you know, we're out there on the audio platforms. If you're streaming podcasts somewhere, streaming music, search for the What's Up Omaha podcast. You can even ask Alexa to find the podcast for you, and she will do that. What's Up Omaha, Small Guy Promotions, we're out there. But yeah, life is good. I appreciate you guys so much. Moving on, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about really quickly is, you know, I live that jiu-jitsu lifestyle. I'm usually training a handful of days a week when I have the time for it. 10 Planet Omaha, Bellevue, Nebraska, on Fort Crook Road. They have a deal going on. Today is the 30th. It will end after tomorrow. But if you've been thinking about starting up jiu-jitsu, but it hasn't been the right time for whatever reason, now would be a great time to sign up before the end of the month, because they have a 30-day free month trial. So get in, go to the website. You know, you can Google 10th Planet Omaha or simsdojo.com will be where you'll want to check that out. You know, I have a great time. I love it. I wish I was a little better, but that's why I go and train all the time as much as I can, because, you know, I don't see huge changes in my progress. So I have to go as much as I can so I can get those little, you know, those little boosts. You know, I'm a blue belt. I've been training for like 5 years, I believe. You know, it's a long journey, and I'm not in a rush at all. So, you know, I'm gonna be there regardless, and I enjoy being there. It brings me so much joy, and it's fun. It's a great workout. I know a lot of people are looking for ways to become active, or, you know, get in shape or stay in shape. Jiu-jitsu is a great way to do that, and it's humbling. We were talking about this the other day. It's a very humbling experience, you know, for me personally, and I'm sure there's other people out there like that. You walk around with this certain mystique of, you know, you can't be beat up or whatever. And, you know, when you're younger, and not that I'm one for drama, because I've said that before, I'm not one for drama. But, you know, you just walk around a certain way, like, man, if anything ever pops off, I'm ready. You know, not training in a single thing. And then you go to jiu-jitsu and you find out that after 20 seconds, you know, you're tired. And then you know, I was like, man, if I did ever get in a fight on the street, it would have been bad, because I would have been out of breath. You know, I mean, maybe the adrenaline would have taken over and would have got an extra boost. But man, it's such a humbling experience that a lot of people should go through, especially people who walk through life being a-holes. They should probably take up some kind of martial art. You know what? I would say probably 90% of the guys it would make a difference with, but there's probably 10% who would still be a-holes. I don't know if that's how, because people just walk around like that, and I don't know. But yeah, it for me, it just has brought a huge sense of, I don't know, accomplishment from getting the blue belt, and just being able to push myself to be better. That's what I've always talked about. I don't need to be perfect. I just want to be better today than I was yesterday. And that's always the goal. So, you know, you can never be Well, you can be disappointed if you're not progressing and when you see other people progressing, but it's your own individual journey. So while it's cool to like try to go up against someone else to gauge your progress, it's still an individual journey and it's up to you to figure out how to make those changes to improve. So that's what I love about it. It's a team thing, but it's an individual thing as well. And it pushes me to be tougher and it has helped me become a better person and be happier in life. So that's enough of the spiel for 10th Planet. And that's again not a paid sponsorship. I just want to make sure to let people know about that because they posted in our group chat the other day. And I always like having new training partners come in. It's always fun because we get to beat up on them. Nah, I'm just playing. I usually take it easy on new partners and try to help them out and show them the way a little bit. But no, it's always good to go up against different people and just expand. When you go against so many different people and different techniques and whatever, you're more well-rounded. It's a better experience. So I just want to give a shout out to that because jiu-jitsu is such a huge part of my life. And until COVID began, it was also a part of both of my daughters' lives as well. So I hope that jiu-jitsu will always be a part of my life. So yeah, that's what it is, man. Outside of that, man, I shared the last couple of weeks the interviews and or not interviews, but the Omaha Magazine where the podcast was featured for the month of January. I've shared that. And I've just talked about some of the opportunities that I've received through Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty. And I was actually chatting with someone today through Facebook, and I saw an old link from 2019 when I was interviewed by the Omaha Chamber of Commerce for the We Don't Coast. That was a, I don't know, I don't hear a ton about it nowadays, but when it first came out, it was We Don't Coast, We Don't Coast, Omaha, Nebraska, We Don't Coast. And it was cool to be able to be featured. And that's before Omaha Fatty became an official separate entity from Small Guy Promotions. But it was great. And I got to tell the story of how I began. And if you're ever, if you haven't seen any of the podcasts or heard any of the podcasts where I talk about how I got my start at Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty, that was a great interview and a great article to read. I'll make sure to share that link in the notes so you can go and check that out. But it was, I've received so many great opportunities through, doing my own thing and just doing what feels right for me. I'm not, I continue to grind and I'm nowhere near the place where I'd like to be able to go ahead and just walk away from my job or a job. But that's because of like benefits and whatnot. It's great to be financially stable and know that if I did lose my job or I did quit my job right on the spot, which seems I think about that more and more. And I've talked about it a lot and how, shoot, man, I just came up on 2 years of thinking 2 years because right before COVID, I was thinking that I was going to quit my job and I had started applying for other jobs. And then when COVID hit, I stopped applying for jobs. And then because I was working from home and I just didn't want to go out and be around people, it was just easier. Maybe there was some complacency there, but it's very comfortable working from home. But now that more places are becoming remote work from home opportunities, I've been trying to look into those more. Nothing's panned out so far, which is fine. Got some things going on at the job right now that make it even more clear. Man, I'm not going to go too in depth, but after being there for 14 years, I finally got my first written warning. which I laugh at because it's such a joke. Like, I tell them they can fire me anytime they want to, and they just keep dragging their feet about it. But I'll get more into detail about all that stuff once I'm actually gone from that job because I know they loosely listen and watch what I'm doing. So, I mean, I don't know, not like a conspiracy theory type thing, but I see them on LinkedIn and stuff like I don't even have my employer listed on LinkedIn. And I don't ever, or I try not to say the name too often, just because they try to, you know, control what you do when you work in the industry that I'm in. And, you know, they you know, you got to be careful about what you say, because, you know, they can fire you over little stuff. But I guess it really shouldn't matter right now, because I kind of don't care. You know, when I tell them that they can fire me, you know, again, my manager's is decently cool as far as the company goes, but the company itself, you know, I got some choice words for them and like the upper management who makes the decisions, because I've seen some shadiness going on there. So it's whatever, man. So I just tell them, hey, it's transactional. I'm collecting a check and I'm collecting those benefits. And yes, I could find somewhere else to do it, but you know, it just hasn't happened yet for whatever reason. So that even more makes me believe that something is happening with Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty. And I'm just going to keep grinding, whether I have that full-time job or not. They can do what they choose. You ain't going to hurt me, because I'm good. Like it might be a little stressful, but we will be okay. That is one reason why it is so important for anyone to be financially stable, man. I'm super grateful that I found Dave Ramsey in my life when I was very young. And that led to, I mean, that doesn't mean that life has been easy since, you know, we've been in the understanding of how money works, but you know, it made things a lot clearer and a whole lot more easier. I'm definitely in a better place than my parents have ever been. And, you know, I hope to keep that going with my kids. And, you know, I say it, like, we don't have bills outside of, you know, the normal stuff, electricity, groceries, the mortgage. But like, we don't have any credit card debt, no outstanding loans aside from the house. And, you know, life has been good. We stashed our nuts for some years before we moved into the current house that we live in. And our old house was small and we didn't love it. And we outgrew it, but we stayed there because we had a goal in mind. And, you know, we saved up and we were trying to be responsible. And we're in the home that we're in now. And while we do have a mortgage still, that and the other bills are all that we have. So we don't have, you know, any other debt. So if I did lose my job or did quit my job, we would be okay for a while. I mean, insurance benefits would be the only thing. We have more than a year of bills saved up. So we would be all right. And if push came to shove, you know, we got a little nice little nest egg in the 401k, where I know I'd be penalized if I used that money, but if I needed to, if it was a struggle and we were at that point, I'd be all right. But I would like to think that I would find some kind of employment. I'm not opposed. I've had jobs that I worked the job for the last, I probably liked my job for, you know, first year was on the phones and whatnot. It was Second year I got off the phones, it was really good. Loved what I was doing. Then the team got disbanded because corporations work like that, or at least this one does. You know, if something's going well, you got to mess it up to, because something else new, you know, comes along, because somebody needs to keep their job for saying that, hey, no, we should try this, even though everything's going all right, we should try this. So that happened, went through a couple of different departments, you know, and some of them were all right. And I don't know, man, it's probably been, well, at least the last 2 years, 3 years, I would say, probably. I started 2017, 2019. Yeah, probably the last 3 years or so. Like the third year or 3 years ago was when I was like, okay. I mean, I had been doing Small Guy Promotions since 2013 and just slowly working on the side, doing events and whatnot, and continue with that every quarter, and was doing that and some other little stuff. And, you know, things were working well. And there was no goal of having it be my full-time gig. And then, you know, I started seeing some things even in my previous department where I was like, you know, I've been here for a few years and they're always like asking you to work overtime and stuff. And like, bro, I'm just getting older and overtime is not a priority for me. And, you know, if that's what you guys need, then I'm not really one to give it to you. And then, you know, I worked some crazy hours 1 year because I was stressing because I, you know, for some reason I thought it was on me to make sure that we were doing all right. So after I did that, I said I was never doing that again. And I actually did do it a couple of years ago when COVID started. We were working from home and they made it mandatory overtime. You know, and I say, well, okay, if you're going to make it mandatory overtime, I'm going to make you pay me. Give me my money. So they were paying, you know, double time. And I was working from home. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to go in a pocket. I'm going in a pocket. Make me work overtime. You going to pay me. And that's what I did. I said, all right, I'm working like 70 hour weeks. You know, I'm working 7 to 3:30 normal shift, and I'm staying until 5:30, 6, take a break for dinner, hang out with the family 30 minutes, 45 minutes, come back and work until 10 o'clock. Or sometimes I will, you know, work late. I'd not come back until 9 or 10 and then work until midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning, come back and do it again at 7 o'clock because they were paying double time. And I said, y'all gonna pay me. Yeah, y'all gonna pay me. I'm gonna make it so y'all don't want to make people do mandatory overtime and y'all don't want to, you know, whatever. So like now my overtime, like my 40 hours a week, I know what I get paid. Like if you want me to work overtime now, like my overtime is worth that double time. And if you're not paying me that double time, then I don't want to work overtime. And I'm not coming in on any days that are holidays. I'm not volunteering to come in on a day that you give me off. Like, that's not happening. Hey, we're going to give you this day off. But hey, who wants to work? It's not me, bro. Not me. I let those young pups, those young lions, they can do that. They can do that. I'm not doing that. But yeah, so, you know, I will say that lessons have been learned through this, whether I enjoyed the job or not, lessons have definitely been learned. And I'm thankful for that stuff as well, because I just see it. I take it all as experience. Everything is a learning opportunity. And, but yeah, it's just so comfortable working from home, and it's just been easy. You know, that's why I've been able to maintain this position longer than I thought. But I have no doubt that when it's time to go back, if I'm still there, which maybe I'll get fired before then, and I won't even have to worry about it. And I say get fired, it's not like I want to get fired, but when you believe a certain thing and you, like, you don't see eye to eye with the company and you draw your line in the sand and you say, this is my stance on it, I'm not changing my stance, and they have an opposing stance, then it's up to them. Like, you know, if like, I'm going to sit back and collect these checks from my house, and if, you know, they want to end the relationship, they certainly can. I mean, I've been looking for jobs. It's fine. They can end the relationship. I'm just going to keep grinding and doing the things that I'm doing. But again, like they've tried to change the rules of the game, and I'm like, I'm not with it. And there's other people on the team who, you know, they don't love it as well, but they don't want to necessarily stand up because they need that income or they rely on that income. And while we do rely on the income in some fashion, like, I don't need it, bro. And that's why that financial stability is so great, because I feel like I can't say for all corporations or big companies, because this is the only one that I've worked for. But I mean, you hear about corporations and how greed is the thing and whatnot, right? So when you see what they're about, you know, you're like, oh, well, whatever. Like, I know they don't really care. I know it's about money, money over people, no matter how much they preach people. And you just see the light, man. And I'm like, I'm not going to put up with a certain thing. And if you guys want to end the relationship, it's cool. I've said that. It's cool. It's okay. I'll be fine. I'm not mad. Life, like, you go through different things in life, and sometimes things continue to work and sometimes they don't. Let's end the relationship. You guys have the power to do that. Go ahead and do it. I'm not tripping, yo. Not tripping. Do what y'all need to do. I'm going to do what I need to do. Not mad. It's their company. You know, they paid the money to start the company. I wouldn't want anybody telling me what to do with Omaha Fatty or Small Guy Promotions. So I'm not trying to tell them what to do. They can do whatever they want to do. But, you know, when you talk about you're caring about your employees and your associates and wanting it to be like, we listen to you guys. you know, don't ask me a question when you don't want to know the answer. Like, that's basically what it boils down to, because I know you don't really care. You only care about getting butts in the seats. Now, while all this is going on, you know what? I'm not even getting into anymore. That's enough. All I'm saying is, I feel like they depend on people who, or they feast on people who like are like, oh man, I have to keep this job because I need to pay my bills. Ugh, like I can't lose my job. I can't afford to lose my job, and it's COVID and blah 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 blah. That's not me, bro. That's not me. Like, I'm good without you. Like, I'm okay. So go ahead and do what you need to do, because I don't need it as a crutch, because I'm not like, hey, if I lose my job, how am I going to be able to pay my bills? Like, it's going to suck. Like, no doubt it would suck if I didn't have income, like from the full-time gig, but it would work. I would find something. When you're backed into a corner and you have to make something happen, I would make something happen. Even if Omaha Fatty and Small Guy take 5 more years to pop off the way that I need to be financially stable with income rolling in, I would be okay. I would find something. If I got to work at, you know, like a gas station, shoot, Casey's is right over in the neighborhood. They're always hiring. Like, what I'm saying is, I would take a less than ideal position. And it's probably going to be, I mean, there'll probably be something at any place that you go when you're working from someone for someone else that you don't necessarily vibe with. I have a set of principles that I believe to be accurate. And if I don't feel like I'm in line with those, then, you know, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to push me around. That's basically what it comes down to. Like, I ain't nobody's, you know what I mean? And if I didn't think that maybe some kid would listen to this, I would have said the word. I mean, I know they probably hear it wherever, but I ain't going to say it. But I ain't nobody's female dog. Like, you know, you ain't gonna bully me in a job setting, man. And, you know, try to make me do something or give me an ultimatum. Like, hey, like, you want to work from home? You can't do it because you're not doing this. Well, okay, then let me go. I've already told you I'm not going to do it. And I'm tired of having the same conversation over and over and over. Like, I've said it before. So HR or whoever, I don't care if you happen to listen to this podcast or you see it, whatever. I said what I said, man. Do whatever you're going to do. Like, it's okay. Everything happens for a reason. And if you guys decide to, you know, give me that pink slip, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to be all right. Anyway, I talked about that longer than I wanted to, man. I'm going to let everything out of the bag once I'm no longer employed, man. I actually have some ideas too about some other things to talk about. Like, when I'm separated from the company, I'm going to do like one or two things like publicly, and then that's going to be it. And I'm not going to talk about them anymore. And yeah, that'll be it. So anyway, man, you guys just keep on grinding, man. Do the things that you enjoy doing. And, you know, just live, man. We only get a short amount of time on this earth. So you find the ways to spend it that in ways that you enjoy. That's what it's about for me. Like, my dad died in front of my face. And like, I saw him and I, the only two people in the room, and he fell back on the bed and died right in front of me. I am gonna be okay. Nothing else can touch me. If my wife is healthy, my kids are healthy, I'm good. I'm good. I will, anything outside of that, I'm making it work. I could even be sick. Like, it's okay. Like, I've said it before, man, I could die and I would be okay. It would suck and it would be sad. Yes, because I love my wife and I love my kids. But I've done everything. I'm doing everything that I want to do. It may not be the full scope of it, but I'm doing everything that I want to do. And I'm as happy every day. I'm as happy as I've ever been. I'm happy every day. There's not a day that I go through where I'm not happy. There might be some sort of sadness or frustration or anger in one part of my day or two parts of my day, but overall, every day I am happy. And that's what it is, man. That's what it's about. So if I got sick and I died today, tomorrow, whenever, I did the things that I wanted to do. I tried to show my kids how to live life and how to treat other people. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. My kids, I don't even care about me. I don't care about me when it comes to that. As long as my kids see how to live, man. Do not let people walk over you. Do not let people use you. Do the things in life that bring you joy. Find out how to get paid from those things if you can. Never, ever, ever have to like depend on someone so much that they can make decisions that impact your happiness. Don't allow that to happen, because in life, in my life, I did that for a long time until I found out that there's more to life than that. More to life than working for somebody and going in Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever, 7 to 3:30, whatever time it is. There is so much more to life. And I didn't even mean to go this route with the podcast today, but I was just moved to go this way. I just start talking and it just kept coming out. So that's what it is, man. Like, oh, kids, parents, whoever hears this or watches this. I was talking to my wife about this the other day. I love my mom and dad. I love my mom and dad. My dad didn't really have a lot of time with his mom. You know, she died when he was like 21. And I don't know what their financial situation was or whatever. I know my dad didn't get along with his dad. And, you know, I've talked about it before on the podcast. I don't really know my dad's side of the family. My mom, I always knew my mom's side of the family. But there's things that I see that I wasn't taught as a kid, and I'm sure they weren't taught, but financially, my parents have never, like I said, my parents, I'm doing better than my parents have ever done, as long as I've been around, at least. And they didn't teach me things that I needed to know to be successful in life. And I'm not just talking about money, but I'm saying, like, there's certain things. Like when I die or when I get, whenever happens, like I want my kids to know how to go out and make a living, whether it be working for someone or whatever, playing sports, you know, whatever. But there's certain things that I didn't see. Like I saw my parents working all the time. That's what I saw. I didn't see them living their best life, as you know, the people say nowadays, the best, live your best life, live your best life. I'm living my best life. I never saw my parents living their best life, their best lives. And that's one thing that I wanted for my dad. And I was sad that he couldn't get. I was sad that my dad didn't live his best life before he passed away. When I die, I will have lived my best life. You know, and that's what I want to show my kids. Yes, I work a decent amount, but I enjoy life. I enjoy life more than, you know, the work stuff. That's what I want to be an example of, is enjoying life as much as possible. And that's what I tell them. Like, sometimes when they get upset and they argue and stuff or whatever, say, listen, we could die. We could die. Your sister could die. Think about it. Now you're sitting around arguing about something that don't matter. Some of the dumbest stuff we choose to argue about. Please find a way to enjoy life, man. That's my message for today. And I'm not even going to talk about anything else because I just got so wrapped up in that. Thank you guys again for listening, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Again, I'll put the link for the We Don't Coast interview in the details section of the podcast. Thank you again for listening. I love y'all. Smile. Help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Find a way to, you know, just live, man. That's what it is.